Welcome back to the Subject Hunt. Today I'll be discussing Star Wars Resistance.
That is the fourth TIE fighter to arrive here this week. You have such a tremendous interest in the First Order. Now that they are increasing their security presence on the Colossus, you must be thrilled.
These guys aren't security. They're stormtroopers, and stormtroopers are only for one thing.
Looks like there was a system here, but there's
no star.
Those planetoids. What could have done that?
Pirates, scramble the aces!
You need troops to protect your station, not racers.
First Order will provide all aerial security.
All racers are officially grounded.
Are you serious?
We need a plan.
They could be preparing for war. That's why they want this station.
Head down until things cool off.
Tim!
The First Order has a way of making people disappear.
We are the Resistance now. And we're taking back the Colossus.
Hit it, Cal!
Hey, frowny faces!
After her!
Kaz, I'd fight alongside you any day.
That is a truly amazing plan!
Star Wars Resistance is an animated TV. We had a show released in actually 2018 to 2020. It's the Kazuto Zeno. A pilot, and this is like set in between the Return of the Jedi and the Force Awakens films. Rebels won, and they set up a new Republic, and like in the far corners. Is the First Order, and well, for this is kind of aimed a bit way more towards kids. It also gives some context or some, it adds things to the myth, to the lore, to the backstory in the sequel, the films, Kaz, a young pilot for the Republic. And he gets recruited by Poe, who's in the movies, and like Poe tells him, "Hey, look, do we need your help to spy on this platform station called the Colossus?" And like actually, like we can expect there may be something more going on here. And actually, Poe is Kind of right, but also a bit wrong. The station called Colossus has been attacked by pirates, and the guy who is running the Colossus, the Captain Emmanuel Doza, he is talking to the First Order, way more than to the Republic, and the First Order is like telling him, hey, actually, we can come in and save your station from these pirate attacks if you give us control of your station. And Doza is like, no, I don't want to. Our pilots who also double as the racers in this area. He's our best defense against these pirates. So okay, no, thank you. But however, what's not known to both, Poe and the station is that the pirates are actually working with the First Order. Well, they are until the First Order. Does a double cross, because one of the episodes, the pirates is right. We got told that if we capture the daughter of the captain, we will receive a very large ransom from the First Order. This is where the First Order double crosses them and hey, Captain, do we save your daughter from the pirates? So please say yes. The way that this whole thing that went out, the pilots dash racer from the Colossus are First Order did a good thing. Obviously saved us. Now look, man, they brought security and we have made it possible for us to live a bit more peacefully. The pilots aren't the only ones who, the pilots aren't the only ones who are the First Order people are, they're good. They're doing the stuff which will keep us safe, make us safe. Maybe the type of thing that will be good for us. But the First Order isn't so good. The one kind of thing that didn't fall, Kaz was being put onto the losses as a spy, and he was told, okay, look, you need to be as conspicuous as possible. So here, take this job as mechanic at this repair shop, and then from time to time, Kaz does missions with Poe, or he does missions to find something, because some of the people, like the captain, are doing some shady stuff. And hey, look, man, so I found the captain, took it to First Order. I found the captain making some kind of a deal with the people over here. Oh, hey, look, I found that somebody on the Colossus, that is working with the pirates. Well, I don't know, like, the, not fully the direct proof, but he found out that, hey, someone here is working with the pirates. And as he, and eventually they helped get the doctor captured. So, like he does the sneaking around stuff. And he, like, he isn't straightforward with his colleagues at the repair shop. Well, I mean, like, he's the straightforward and honest with the owner, because, like, the owner and Poe have a history. Yeah, from, like, I mean, like, from, like, the past. And, yeah, like, actually, like, yeah, like, the owner and Kaz, like, hey, alright, I'll help you in your mission, but you also need to help me. Alright, I need to fix this old broken ship. Or I should get him, hey, please get these parts. Or, hey, please don't touch that this stuff, because it's dangerous. But, like, yeah, like, throughout this whole, that this whole first season, like, I'm not really sure why Kaz, like, doesn't come a bit forward and tell them, hey, look, guys, I am working for the Resistance. I am here to, find out what's happening. Eventually, why is the First Order is in this place? Or why the captain is a bit being suspicious, but, like, because months to years pass between when he first gets to the Colossus to the when the First Order becomes, like, the full on control of the platform. But then again, it wouldn't, like, because, Tam, one of his co-workers, has plenty of questions of why is Kaz going on these special errands for Yeager, the owner, or why is he spending, like, 15 more hours on this one task than, like, than us? I wish, like, I mean, it's part of his job to find out the truth about the captain and the First Order and what's happening on the Colossus, but then also enough time has passed that he could be a bit more upfront with Tam about his behavior, not full on tell her that, hey, I'm a spy and I'm doing all these, like, bit shady stuff, so please don't tattle to the First Order that, or captain, that I'm the spy. But, like, whatever, be a bit more upfront about, like, hey, you know, like this strange behavior from the captain, and, or, hey, like these strange events that are happening, there might be a connection to it. But then, like, also, like, no, but, like, a few of the times where he took a ship out, he found out that, hey, found out this asteroid base that is full of this metal or something that is used to making the blasters used by stormtroopers, and, like, also that he found, or, like, he helped these kids whose entire, like, family and or whose, like, entire city was wiped out by the First Order. And the First Order is being led by a Kylo Ren, which, I'll be like, which have you seen the movies? Like, oh yeah, like, he's kind of a big deal, but however, he's not the super big deal type of thing, being compared to a Snoke or the Emperor, which, yeah, spoilers, but yeah, no, but like we get, as mentioned, hey, like, stuff, hey, the First Order is using this, stuff to make lots of weapons, or hey, like, they use, like, pirates and other criminals to get parts or to cause havoc, and actually, you know, like make themselves appear to be better than the New Republic. Or hey, like, we need these parts for our Starkiller base or for our weapons in production, and there's like absolute moments of like that where things are filled in as to how does the First Order have all this tech, or how do they build it, or like, how do they know that their Starkiller base works, type of thing. Like, hey, like, here's some sprinkles, and like, also, like, that whole thing I mentioned about the city being destroyed, like, it isn't the only time in the first season where like Poe or Kaz or both of them find out that, hey, yeah, like, actually, yeah, the First Order is doing these like horrible things, but why are they doing all these horrible things? Like, but like, then also we have the kind of knowledge, if we've seen the movies, that have this weapon, or the this thing, so like, yeah, like, it answers but also doesn't, and like, yeah. And like, we also like even get we get appearances and guest stars of like Captain Phasma, General Hux, the Leia, and it'd be like, you know, like it's kind of cool that they include such Easter eggs, but then also, most of the time in story, we focus in on the Kaz and what he's doing on Hebron, and like, it's kind of a cool fan service to point to we have these legacy characters from our youth and stuff, but then again, also like, yeah, the way that whole story was all set up and such, Poe, this guy who's like coming in and like, hey, I need your help in finding out what's happening, and like, if it was just largely that of like the Kaz talking with Poe, and like Poe coming in from time to time, like he does, of like, hey, Master, I need your help to on this mission because I got these orders from Leia, the type of thing. Like this report you gave me about Ren being the chief guy of the First Order. I'll take the information to Leia. So I thank you for all of your help, and like, I will say that this is like a three and a half. Like, it's fun. Is it it has its moments, but whatever. Like, if you're older, like I am, like, okay, yeah, this is a bit way too kid friendly, and like, but there'd be also cool and nice callbacks to the older films, or to stuff that happens in the games, or stuff that happens in the books, or stuff that will happen in the movies and such. But like, yeah, like, but still, like, yeah, like, this is the, like, fine if you're a Star Wars fan. You guys have any thoughts about this, about any of the other stuff I talked about or reviewed or whatnot, please don't hesitate to email in to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Again, nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. About Twitter @RGVpodcast, @RGV podcast, lower. And this is the host signing off.